Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marshall Wood, your host for The Bigger Picture here on wonderful coastal, really foundational coastal Georgia, AM 1100 WGCA. Wonderful. did I say that right? Wonderful coastal WCGA. Okay, we're off to another good start with bees everywhere as it was last week, but we're going to do this because this is a very, very, very important program. This is program 12 of the 13-part series of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. We have been dealing with, what's wrong with Georgia? And we've discussed black and white personalities in Georgia and also on the national level. And today we're going to wrap that up, and it will be followed by a very serious program 13, wherein I'm going to tell you what I believe lies ahead of America because of what's happening in our country now, and specifically what is happening in Georgia. So buckle your seatbelt and let's have a good ride together. But I'm going to begin this program particularly with prayer because I need it today. There's several people praying while we do this thing, and I have a lot in my heart to say, and I've got to be able to sort it out somehow as it comes out in spite of notes. So bow your heads with me. Father in heaven, Abba, I need your help. You are the source of life itself, and I presume that if my heart is right, and then if you are my Savior, and if the Holy Spirit of God does lead me, then I'm going to presume that you will help me speak today so that I will speak no error, that what I speak will bear fruit, and that what I speak will improve and strengthen the foundations of a rapidly crumbling America. Father, thank you for the privilege of being on air on WCGA. Amen. All right, folks, I want to remind you that a good library, personal library, is extremely important, and the world's most powerful woman and I have been going through Mark R. Levine's book, The Democrat Party Hates America, for the last couple weeks in some detail. You will hear some passages from it today later on. If not today, then in program 13. But as I said last week, if I could compel you to go out and buy the book and read it, I would do so. But all I can do is ask you to do it because your welfare, your personal understanding of what's going on, if you're a conservative Christian America, which is the backbone of this nation, whether you're black or white. Conservative Christian America is the backbone, traditional America, the backbone of what has made America great. If you get Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America, you're going to understand it. And then there's a couple of really good books by David Horowitz. I've talked about one already, The Dark Agenda. I said the same thing about that I said about Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America. Horowitz's book, written in 2019, is The Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And then another one that I've been going through that the world's most powerful woman and I will be reading next is David Horowitz's book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And we're going to be looking at that a little bit with some inferential data today from the state of Georgia as we go through the things that are shaping America. I also want to say that if you're a reader and you're building a good library, take a look at all of Ken Timmerman's books. He wrote Election Heist, which to me it's a novel, but it absolutely it exactly describes what that quisling Brad Raffensperger wasn't willing to address boldly, and Brian Kemp, and of course the Democrats have been blowing up Fannie Willis and the other creeps from the Democrat Party and the Marxist backgrounds. I'm getting off into diatribe here. Those are books, and they're important. And Kem Timmerman has written some really good ones. Election Heist is particularly good, and the rest is History. It's another really good one, recent book. But I think Ken Terman Franke, and he hasn't given me permission to say this, and doesn't even know I'm going to, but if there were one vice presidential candidate for the for Donald Trump or whoever happens to be the Republican presidential nominee in 2024, if we even have an election, I don't think there will be one, but that would be Ken Timmerman. So I ask you to get a hold of his books and look at him and kind of get to know him, because when they start looking around, they couldn't find a better person than Ken to be the vice president of the United States. Okay, enough of that said. I want to make this statement on air. I have lived all over the world courtesy of the Air Force. I have lived under Islam in many Islamic countries. I have no respect for that religion whatsoever. I think Hamas is not an exception. I think it's just an outgrowth of what that fetid religion preaches. And my allegiance is with the nation of Israel. It always will be, as an evangelical Christian, knowing that the Jewish people are God's people. That's the eighth critical doctrine that I ascribe to any successful Christian organization, the eight great doctrines since antiquity. And it's all about the Jews. We see that playing out right now. The hatred of the Jews in this country that is being manifest. I am surprised at the vehemence of these creeps in New York and other places that are coming out with these pro-Palestinian demonstrations. I call them goat people. I have no use for them. No, they contribute nothing to humanity or civilization other than. And I think that's what, frankly, God was talking about in the book of Genesis when Abraham put his, quote, blessing on Ishmael, his oldest son, and his descendants would just be causing trouble forever, I think is pretty much what they said. And they're proving that. So these people, though, have a significant role to play in America's future. And I covered that on page 329 to 334 of my book, The Bigger Picture, that was published in 2014. So I know what they represent in spite of what they say, and divine deception is, I've forgotten the Arabic word for it, but the divine deception is a big part of what they do. And what they say, you cannot take at face value. And just take a look at Hamas. That represents the evolution of what the Islamic faith produces. I don't care what people say. I've lived under it. I have no use for it. It has no business in America, but it is in our future, in my opinion, in a very big way and very soon. All right, enough said. Today we're going to talk about some of the stars of Georgia. And we're just going to talk about them individually and the part that they have played in recent Georgia history. Things that maybe we should have looked at, but we didn't. Questions that need to be asked, but didn't. America's basic virtues, seven heavenly virtues that has been part of American culture, we sometimes credit to Gregory the Great of the, I think, the 6th century, 4th or 5th century A.D., but there's seven of them: humility, charity, chastity, gratitude, temperance, patience, and diligence. And those seven heavenly virtues have produced the America that we know today, and they have been fundamentally part of Georgia's culture since the beginning, particularly when Oglethorpe brought the Wesley brothers over from England along with their protege George Whitefield and began the Great Reawakening. But it seems now that what we have clung to in the past has now begun to involve a different kind of virtue, where pride is a virtue, greed is a virtue, lust is embedded in our culture now, envy, gluttony, wrath, anger, and sloth. And I seem to see that coming just pouring out of the Democrat Party and those people that they place in leadership positions. And I want to kind of examine that this morning. You know, I have said, and I say openly, that the election in this nation was not a fair election. And I believe it was rigged. And I think there are some suggestions that have been made because people don't like Donald Trump. They throw the baby out with the bathwater. The man has spoken truth in many cases, but because he is he's just a target for hatred because of his bombastic nature, people confuse, well, I don't like the man, therefore what he says can't be true. The opposite is true. He is a brash, well-spoken, direct individual with a pretty impressive background. And what he has said is true, and like Ken Timmerman wrote in his novel, Election Heist, it's very possible. In fact, I think it's happened many times over because of some personal experiences I've had a little over 20 years ago, sitting at the arm of one man who was intimately involved in that, all that happened in Florida in the recounts in November of 2000. But I believe that election in 2020 and probably again in 2022 was, let's just say, manipulated to a particular end. So when we begin segment two in just a moment, we're going to begin with discussing luminaries in the state of Georgia who, you have to ask who they are really and why they've done what they've done. So come back for segment two of Program 12 of The Bigger Picture. God bless you.